Today we're going to talk about four strategies your church or your ministry can use in TikTok. Hey heroes, my name is Tom Pounder and this is the Digital in 5 show. This is a show where we take 5 minutes to talk about digital tools or trends that are happening around the world and apply it into our ministry context. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I encourage you to subscribe to it. Or if you're watching this on iTunes or Spotify, definitely subscribe to the audio version of this, as this happens every other week in addition to the YM Sidekick podcast. Okay, so today we're going to talk about four strategies that you can use and implement into your TikTok strategy for your church or your ministry. And they're in no particular order. These are just things that I've learned over the time that I've spent on TikTok and how I've been successful in doing different TikTok videos. The first strategy you can implement is to use hashtags. Hashtags are so important. Just like in Instagram and on Twitter, you can utilize the hashtags for organic reach. And the cool thing is that there are definitely different trending hashtags that you can implement and you can use when you're sharing your video. And again, different things that come on that are trending around the world, you can use those hashtags to include in your video. And the good thing about it is that while your video may not directly apply to that specific hashtag, every creator uses those hashtags. I watch random videos all the time and I'm like, wait, how does this apply to the Friends Reunion hashtag? And the deal is, though, they're just using the hashtag to get seen, to get noticed. So there's lots of great hashtags that you can use, like, for instance, the FYP hashtag on TikTok, which means for your page, and use that hashtag to get seen. But I would encourage you to use some really popular ones, but also some minor ones, some minor niche ones that you can use to kind of increase your audience. The smaller the niche, the more likely you're going to get more followers. So use hashtags, use popular ones, but also use niche ones as well that you can utilize to increase your subscriber base. The second strategy you can implement is very similar to the hashtags, but to use what's trending on TikTok and apply it into your video. Like, for instance, there's lots of trending dances, lots of trending music that's happening. Use those key trends that are happening and make a video about it. So here's the deal. If you're a minister or a church, you don't always have to make spiritual videos. You can make fun videos as well. Really show the dynamic of your church or who you are as a minister. Do fun videos that are happening because those are the ones that people laugh at. Those are the ones that people like a lot. And those are the ones that just get seen a lot more. So find out what's trending on TikTok and make a video about it. It's really fun and it's really easy to do. The third strategy you can implement is to use music. Now you might be thinking, why would I use music if I'm just talking the entire time? Well, the cool thing about what you can do with TikTok is that there are trending music songs that are happening all the time, and you would include that song on your video, but put the volume all the way to zero so that nobody hears it. But what TikTok does is that they see that you're using that song, and then if it's a trending song in particular, they're more likely to use you and put you in a For You page so someone can discover you. So I always include music in every single one of my videos. I don't always play music in the background, but I'll put it to zero, but I always include it to increase my chances of being seen. And the last strategy I would encourage you to implement is to, one, have a church account and utilize that for your church and your ministries, but then have different ministers create their own personal accounts. This goes under the whole thing of being a digital missionary. A church is great, and we want you to encourage you to use one for your church, and I see lots of churches on TikTok, but have ministers make videos as well. Like, for instance, I have my own separate account, and I use it to share encouragement and share devotionals and just share some thoughts, and I also do some fun videos in there as well. And I am using that to share the love of Jesus with someone else. In fact, when I use that to comment on people, I'm using my personal account, not the church account, to encourage people and inspire people, because people are more likely to respond to people than they are to businesses or churches. So I would encourage you that have a church account, but then also have a digital missionary account for anybody who wants to get on there and utilize it to share the love of Jesus with other people. So there you have it, four simple strategies that you can implement for your church or your ministry. There is no one that's higher than the other, and they're not the only strategies. So I would actually love to hear from you. Are you on TikTok? And if you are, what are you doing with TikTok and what strategies have you learned? Definitely put it in the comment section below, or you can hit me up on Twitter, @TAPounder is my Twitter handle. I would love to continue this conversation on with you more and talk about TikTok strategies. It's a great platform. It's a fun platform. Tons of people are on it. So if you're not on it yet, definitely get on it. And if you've got questions about it, again, put it in the comment section below or simply go to my Twitter handle or email me at tomp@ymsidekick.com. All right, here's what that's all I've got for you today. Definitely subscribe to this on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this to. And I'll talk to you very soon with a whole new Digital in 5 show.